Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. Has Jim Comey and Christopher Wray, have they really thought this through, the damage they're doing? I get it that they're there to support a political cause, which is the left. I understand that's what they're doing. But have they thought about the consequences even for the left? Here, I have four screenshots from this piece, which Guy can vouch for me. They're pretty long ones, too. It's got to be good, and it is. Bongino.com/newsletter if you want to read it. Here's the first one. So is this Rasmussen poll out? 53% of Americans agreed with this Roger Stone statement that there is a group of politicized thugs at the top of the FBI who are using the FBI as Joe Biden's personal Gestapo. Folks, that's a pretty hot statement right there. 53% of Americans agree with that. That includes, by the way, 25% of Democrats and 70% of Republicans who view the FBI unfavorably. Do you have any idea how horrific those numbers are? Even a quarter of Democrats think the FBI is the personal Gestapo. You know, again, having been a federal agent with a different entity, the Secret Service, I can't even imagine the impact on our protectees if the people we protect, if the public at large didn't trust us to do our job. Think about it. Imagine 53% thought that the Secret Service was Biden's personal Gestapo. Joe, you think they've thought this through? What happens when you're the Rex Republican in office? Trump, DeSantis, whoever it may be, Ted Cruz? You really going to want to be protected by Biden's personal Gestapo?
Ooh.
Yeah, who's right? Has anybody thought this through? I don't know if it's just that I used to do this job, that it hits me differently. Here, the piece goes on. This is what I was talking about before with the Hillary stuff and why I started the way I did. Nothing's by accident on the show. The FBI, despite its hand-wringing, its pearl-clutching, they still can't explain away why Jim Comey said no one would seriously prosecute Hillary Clinton for trafficking in classified information over a server everybody knows was hacked. Yet Donald Trump, who's alleged to have classified information, alleged, we don't even know that. We already know he declassified it. Behind a locked door the FBI saw in Mar-a-Lago, no one can explain how Hillary Clinton got off while Donald Trump got a search warrant served on his home. No one. Oh, that's whataboutism. You're damn freaking right it is. Justice is whataboutism. You're supposed to treat people equally. Blind Justin, remember that lady Justice? Blind? Here. Part two of the piece. The classified materials on Hillary's server were verified as among our most closely held secrets and were almost certainly accessed by foreign actors. Yet the documents in Trump's basement were reportedly declassified and secured per FBI instructions in a building guarded by the Secret Service. Yet no search warrants ever been served on the Clinton estate. The FBI has been a key player in the creation of our two-tier justice system with its dogged pursuit of Republicans and its willful blindness to Democrat infractions. The Bureau's become the Democrat Party enforcer, and the public recognizes it now. I don't know John Green. I don't know this website very well. But man, you summed it up pretty darn well right there, didn't you? Public sees it. Even 25% of Democrats see it. FBI. Christopher Wray, management. Have you guys thought about any of this? Have you guys thought about any of this? Now you see why, despite the fact that I acknowledge there are many good people that I know. I work with some of them. I don't know if they're retired now or not. This agency serves no good purpose anymore. The agency needs to be disbanded. The funding, like I said, expand the funding. They're not about it. You're not funding law enforcement. You're now funding Democrat Party bar bouncers. It's done. It's done. Public trust is finished. Over half the public doesn't trust you anymore. You blew it. You failed. You failed. You failed. It's just fidelity, bravery, integrity. It's over. All that stuff is done. Used to be TV shows and movies about you. Now you're like a laughingstock. Now it's going to be a comedy act.
More in a minute, but first.
Folks, when running a business, your employees can create all kinds of interesting situations, like getting complaints because someone on the team always smells horrible or something like that. You better talk to Bambi. With Bambi, it's B-A-M-B-E. With Bambi, get access to your own dedicated HR manager starting at just $99 per month. They're available by phone, email, and real-time chat. So onboarding and terminations run smoothly. Team members reach peak performance and your business stays compliant with changing HR regulations. And with Bambi's HR autopilot, you'll automate important HR practices like setting policies, training, and feedback. Folks, Bambi's HR managers, they are US-based persons dedicated to your business, giving you access to HR expertise and a personal touch you need. You know HR can be a headache. Don't take that headache on yourself. Check out Bambi, B-A-M-B-E-E. Do it today. Don't wait. HR managers can easily cost $80,000 a year, but Bambi starts at just $99 per month. That's $99 per month. That's a great deal. They also have thousands of active clients and thousands of five-star reviews. Just go check it out. Schedule your free conversation today to see how much Bambi can take off your plate. Go to Bambi.com right now and type in Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O, under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. We'd really appreciate it if you let them know that we sent you. Spell B-A-M-B-E-E.com, Bambi.com. Type in Bongino under podcast when you sign up. Bambi.com. Type in Bongino. Let them take care of your HR issues. There you go. Bambi. Check them out. Thanks, Bambi. We appreciate it. If you're looking for a firearm that's easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. It's a portable rifle you can put together and take apart in a few minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case it comes in. It's so small, it can be stored anywhere, in a go bag, anywhere. It's light enough to carry everywhere. Comes in black and two different camo patterns. You can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. You can watch a few videos at henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, be sure to order their free catalog. Henry makes more than 200 rifles, shotguns, and revolvers, and they're all made in America, backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website. It's henryusa.com and be sure to order a free catalog. They'll send it with free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals and to see the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. His piece gets worse. I'm telling you, this is good. They note, can any law enforcement agency be effective when over half the citizens it's charged to serve don't trust it? Are people who don't trust the FBI likely to help it with its mission to investigate crimes? Oh, keep that up. Here now we're starting to dig into, has the FBI thought this through? Here are the material impacts of what happens when the public doesn't trust you. Will the public report crimes to an organization they consider Joe Biden's personal Gestapo? Gee, that's a good question. Maybe Jim Comey and Ray should have thought about that. Will they provide witness testimony in support of arrests made by the Gestapo? Another good question. What about this? If people refuse to cooperate, is it going to take a grand jury subpoena to talk to any potential witnesses? What if people say I'm asserting my constitutional right to not comment? You have that, folks. What if that becomes the public standard answer to any FBI question at any time? Canvassing for potential witnesses will get rather slow, no? This is not schadenfreude, folks. Believe me when I tell you, as an agent, it pains me to have to say that to you. There is simply no way we are going to be able to solve bank robberies, terrorism cases, or any of it without witnesses willing to talk to the FBI. Again, that's not my fault. That's your fault. You did this. That is a horrible thing. Witness testimony, I did it, is a key component of any case. You have no witnesses, you've got no case. When you rely on video cameras for everything, why flip people if they don't want to? Who's going to flip? The FBI says, we're going to cut a deal with you with the U.S. Attorney's Office. You know, who's going to trust them? Folks, if they thought any of this through, people are just going to remain silent. Yep, I'll tell you right now, they come to my door, talk to the lawyer. What do you got? You got a search warrant? Let me see it through the glass. Let me read it. Yeah, come on in, guy. I'm just almost expecting it. Come on in, do your thing. Please don't hurt anyone, whatever. Just, you know, on the ground, hands up, your shirt up, whatever. What do you need me to do? Bend over at the waist, hands behind the back. We get it. What do you need me to do? Take what you need to take. I get it. Take me in. You know, just talk to my lawyer. This is really where we need to be? This gets even worse. Have you thought about this? What'll happen when the FBI's conviction rate to the conviction rate when 53% of jurors don't believe the testimony of FBI agents. That sounds like kind of a problem, no? FBI agent who previously, again, we used to watch in movies, be so impressed. Fidelity, bravery, integrity on the stand. Swear to tell the truth, the whole truth. What's 53% of the jury pool thinking? Oh, FBI? Nah, they're lying. How are you ever going to get a conviction? Do you think this through? Will it be harder to achieve beyond a reasonable doubt when testifying agents are part of Biden's Gestapo? If 6 out of 12 jurors don't trust the FBI, what's the likelihood that 1 out of 12 will refuse to return a guilty verdict? Ladies and gentlemen, especially the liberals who are just figuring this out, all you need is 1, not 6. It has to be unanimous. Numbers ain't looking good. Listen to me. This isn't shouting fraud. This is not good. This is awful. He notes, does a recent Whitmer kidnapping case provide any insight to where jury distrust leads? I think so, don't you? Here's another piece I bet they haven't thought of either. What happens when half the judges in the country don't believe the affidavits the FBI presents to them? Will the issuance of arrest warrants, search warrants, or surveillance authorization be affected? You're damn right it will. Judges are people too. You get a magistrate judge or a judge, you're going up to swear out a warrant. Judge, I swear this is all true. I saw it. Did you? Did you really see it? Tell me more. What do you mean, tell you more? Come back with some more evidence. Judge, this is PC. I don't believe it. This is horrible. I can't even imagine operating as a GS-1811 federal agent. Same job classification as the FBI. I can't even imagine operating as an investigator when judges don't believe you, grand juries don't believe you, juries don't believe you, the public doesn't trust you, and witnesses won't talk to you. How are you going to prosecute anything? Please read this piece. Do your best. Spread it around. It's worth your time. It's in the newsletter. It's a sad day, folks. I really never thought we'd get to this point. I blame Obama and the Democrats. Corrupting the FBI, corrupting our military. I got news for you, too, which makes me even sadder. Joe, forgive me. I know this means a lot to you, but the military's next. I mean, people adored the FBI for decades. I mean, there was always some people who were fundamentally distrustful, and it's good to have some, you know, skepticism about everyone. But very few people distrust our military because I know the people who are there. And I know people in my family who are great, who gave their lives for it. But they're corrupting the military too. And the saddest day in America is going to be when people don't trust them either.
Hate to say, I agree with you.
That's next. I know you do, because it's personal to you. Because you've got good people, just like you've got in the FBI, looking up at the top going, what are you doing to us, man? What are you doing to us? This is what we signed up for.
Yep.
Signed up to defend America, not to defend critical racism training. So freaking sad, man.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to The Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts.